time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
You betcha.
Especially this show today, because we are going to change the format up a little. We're going to shake it up and do two restaurant reviews in one show. So that means double the calories. We're really going to be gaining weight here.
And we're giving you two shows for the price of one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Jim and I have a tasty show for you today. So be careful, because you're going to be gaining two times as many calories by listening. It's kind of catchy.
Uh-huh. This segment is entitled, Be Careful What You Wish For.
Yeah. For years and years and even more years.
If not more.
Panera Bread has teased us with a location supposedly opening in the famed restaurant row on Route 47 in Huntley. The paint on the sign announcing this new location is rapidly fading, but our hopes have not. We just could not wait any longer. The suspense was killing us.
You know, they even took down the opening in, 2000 off of there now. They even took the year off of that.
Oh, I haven't noticed.
Yeah, they took the year off it. It's anybody's guess.
If Panera Bread will not come to us, the Dining Duo will go to Panera Bread, and that's just what we did.
Exactly.
We jumped into the Minimobile and headed out to the Panera Bread in Algonquin.
Yeah, if they don't come to us, we're going to go to them. We're not fooling around.
We're not wasting time.
Well, the inside is like a typical fast food place with lots of booths and small tables. There's a serve-yourself soft drink counter for endless refills. And you must clean up after yourself. There is no wait staff, so, they come around and clean the tables, of course, but there's no wait staff. You got to take care of that yourself. But there is a station for the disposal of used utensils, plates, and garbage.
We noticed on the menu they had a pick two feature where you get to pick two entrees and one side, either an apple, potato chips, or bread.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at the menu on the wall, we were confused since no price was given for this combination. We assumed it was all the same price, whatever that was, and decided to give it a try.
Nancy decided to try their bistro French onion soup, which was supposed to be sweet caramelized onions and a savory broth with a sherry wine vinegar gastrique, sea salt, topped with cheese and focaccia croutons. Boy, whoever writes their menu.
Oh, it sounds so yummy.
Doesn't it sound really good?
Yeah.
It sounds like a high-end place.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. For her second choice, she chose the Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza. Also sounds really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
The pizza consisted of smoked pulled chicken, chopped applewood smoked bacon, grape tomatoes, fontina and mozzarella cheese with garlic cream sauce on a flatbread.
The garlic cream sauce. That's
Boy.
What took me, and I'm like, I gotta have this.
Boy, I tell you, this menu, whoever wrote that, he is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, let me tell you what arrived. What arrived was a small bowl of barely lukewarm soup with a few shreds of cheese on top.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know.
That's not the...
Not the French onion soup that I was looking forward to.
Sherry wine, guest streak, sea salt, really? Top of cheese? Anyway. Oh, well. But the pizza, now we're talking. The pizza was a room temperature slab of doughy bread topped with minute shreds of anemic-looking chicken with just a hint of cheese, all drenched in a vinegar-tasting chipotle sauce. Take that, menu writer.
Exactly.
How was that for describing it? Really? Boy, if that was applewood bacon on top and smoked pulled chicken, you could have fooled me. I mean, I hate to say it, but I flossed bigger chunks of chicken out of my teeth.
Exactly.
it was like nothing there. It was little shreds.
You couldn't taste the chicken.
No.
And I couldn't taste the bacon.
And the flatbread wasn't even cooked.
Good.
Halfway.
No.
You picked it up and it was like, you know.
It was just.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, you couldn't taste the chicken or the bacon that was on top. I mean, it was non-existent.
Exactly.
And I don't know. And the soup, seriously?
I know.
There was like two shreds of cheese on top. I think. I'm not sure.
Me neither.
You don't expect French onion soup to have the cheese on top.
Layered on
top.
A little
broiled on top of that.
I exactly.
Mean, don't you think?
Yeah, no, nope, yeah. Not here.
But it's, you know, the menu said it was going to be like that.
And so. It looks so good.
Okay.
Jim tried the pick two also and went with the homestyle chicken noodle soup. The menu said it was tender pieces of white meat chicken simmered in a chicken broth with egg noodles, carrots, and celery. His second choice was the toasted steak and white cheddar sandwich. This was grass-fed beef, white cheddar, pickled red onions, and horseradish sauce served on artisan ciabatta. When I looked at his plate, I thought he picked up the wrong order. The half sandwich was maybe 4 inches long with sliced beef that was ice cold between warm, crusty ciabatta bread. The cheese was not melted, and the sandwich was soaked with horseradish sauce. His soup was also lukewarm with a couple of noodles and some chicken, but mainly broth. There is nothing like a tepid bowl of soup and cold sliced beef to warm you up on a frigid day.
Maybe it was the fact that, could we be expecting too much the way the menu was written?
Well, when they write the menu so well, and then you get what you get,
I mean,
no, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was chicken that, like you said, when you floss your teeth, I get more on my dental floss coming out of my teeth than what was on my bread. I mean, it just was not what it was written up to be.
No, and, you know, I realize this isn't a 4-star restaurant. I'm not expecting that.
No, me neither.
But when they say a steak sandwich.
You expect steak.
You expect steak. Sliced roast beef. Okay, maybe on somebody's technicality, it's a steak, but no, not cold roast beef. At least warm it up.
Exactly.
You know, with the pickled red onions, there was like a sliver of pickled red onion on it. They drenched the whole thing in the horseradish sauce.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
I know.
Oh, well.
We'll continue on and we'll say our piece later.
Yeah. We ate as much of our lunch as we could get down, which I couldn't finish. It wasn't worth it. Nancy left 3/4 of her flatbread pizza. She said it wasn't worth the calorie intake, and she was still hungry after lunch.
And it wasn't worth the intake of calories that I was gaining just to eat that. I was on a diet, and I wasn't going to gain weight by that. I'd rather have an ice cream cone or something.
Now, the kicker of it was we realized when we finished our lunch that we never got a receipt for our scrumptious meal. So we checked online, and believe it or not, here is what we were charged. Nancy's total, $14.48. The onion soup was $4.79 for a small cup, and her flatbread pizza was $9.69.
I can go to a restaurant and get a cup of soup, and a big cup of soup, and a tasty cup of soup and a hot cup of soup for less than $4.79.
I mean, her whole bill was almost $15?
For that.
Really?
I know.
I don't... Oh, well.
Jim's total was $12.48. His chicken soup was $4.79 for a small cup like mine, and half-toasted steak sandwich for $7.69. Steak? It wasn't really steak, I don't think.
No, I'd like to hire whoever wrote that menu, though.
I mean, I know.
The guy's good, or he or she is good.
Mm-hmm. The grand total with one soft drink for us was $32.45, giving them the award for the worst lunch ever, in our opinion, priceless.
$32.45 for that, really?
I know.
Oh, well. Anyway, in case you're interested, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
Note to Panera Bread. After having lunch today, you can take all the time you want coming to Huntley. We won't miss you.
take your time.
Take your time and build in it. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I'm so glad you asked. I didn't realize cold sliced roast beef is considered a steak.
Yeah, me neither.
See, I learned something today.
Yeah,
I learned something.
You learned something new.
I did.
You got ripped off.
what's your take, Toots?
I honestly can say that we have not had Panera Bread in over 20 years, and it will be another 20 years before we go back, if ever.
We years and years and years and years and years ago.
When they opened up in Schaumburg,
yeah,
we went.
We would go there. It was pretty good.
Was not bad.
I mean, you know, it's not a, you know, 4-star Michelin restaurant. No. I don't expect it to be, but
I don't go to 4-star Michelin restaurants.
Because if I remember when we first started going to them, it was a welcome change because it was a step above, like, the usual burger places and stuff.
Yeah, Burger King,
so it's nice
McDonald's.
To be able to go get a sandwich and a bowl of soup.
Right.
And their bakery used to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the heck happened over the years, but they've really, really changed. So I hope they get their act together, but I'm not keeping my fingers crossed. Well, why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Panera Bread. 451 South Randall Road, Algonquin, 60102. Phone number 847-458-5901. The website www.panerabread.com. The directions take Route 47 to Algonquin Road, east to Randall Road, and south to Restaurant. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP. 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
Exactly. And if you have any suggestions for us, we're always open to email. And our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And now on to part two of our show today.
This segment is going to be called An Unassuming Cafe.
I have to apologize for that lame song. That was pretty lame.
Yeah, but we couldn't find anything for a cafe.
we felt like Alice's Restaurant and stuff, and nothing really with a cafe.
Well, you can't, you know, really, the names of the cafe were in the song, yeah. So this is the only song that we could find that didn't have any names in them, so we went with it.
Yeah, we apologize for
it. I had chicken, so it went with it. Okay.
It was pretty lame.
Well, okay.
Oh, well.
Who cares? Over the years, we received quite a few recommendations for restaurants to review. The one that keeps popping up is an unassuming cafe on Route 20. We must admit we have driven past this cafe numerous times, but never gave it a second thought. people have told us over and over again about the roasted chicken and their Friday fish fry and the German fare there. So we finally decided to give Cafe 20 in Marengo a try.
I mean, it is literally a place that you could drive past and not give it a second thought.
Exactly.
It's very plain. I mean, it's nice and clean, and but it's very plain. You just...
Yeah, you never think about going there.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, pass it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We'll go there sometime.
And we did, finally.
Finally.
Actually, this is an important last meal since Nancy is going into the hospital to have her old, worn-out knee sawed off with a chainsaw and a brand spanking new titanium one glued in. And I'm sure it won't be painful at all. He's going to use the finest blades on the saw, maybe a few hammers to get it out or nail it back in, and just move those muscles around, and I'm sure it'll be fine while your leg dangles over the operating table till he puts that new one in. But don't worry about it, dear. It'll be fine.
I've had one done before, but this is, you're making it sound really, really, really bad now.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure I told our listeners when I had my knee done, for some reason, you know, they give you a spinal block so you can't feel anything.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they woke me out of the general anesthesia while the guy wasn't done yet. And I'm sitting there looking around. I see him with hear him with the hammer knocking and stuff and everything.
Oh, that better not happen to me.
It was cool. Anyway, before you write us and ask, for the sake of common decency, we will not be reviewing hospital food.
No.
The FCC would not like the language we use.
We walked into a small, cozy venue with 5 booths and 8 tables. It is small.
Yeah.
On the left is a long bar, and behind the bar is their wood-fired oven for pizzas.
It smelled good in there, too,
mm-hmm.
in the fire. Yeah. Looking over their extensive menu, we decided on the giant Bavarian pretzel. $13.99 as an appetizer. That's a big pretzel.
It better be for that price.
It actually was a ginormous pretzel served with a cup of cheese sauce for dipping. The pretzel was very tasty. A lot of salt on top.
I liked that.
That was good. But we thought the cheese sauce was a little bland and could use some zip.
Yeah, it's just like cheese sauce that it's just... Cheese.
It needed a little flavor in it. Yeah, a little spice to it.
Yeah.
Even though we took half of it home, we thought the price was high for just a pretzel. I mean, $14 for a pretzel.
Yeah, but I like pretzels, so I said, let's go for it.
I mean, it was a heck of a pretzel.
But yeah.
For $14.
That was a lot.
Oh, well.
Jim was in a mood for German today and went with the fried pork tenderloin schnitzelwich.
You actually said that correctly.
I know. I've been practicing.
Say it again 5 times fast.
No.
Schnitzelwitch.
Schnitzelwitch. Schnitzelwitch. Schnitzelwitch. Schnitzelwitch. Schnitzelwitch.
Wow.
For $12.99, I did it.
You said that 5 times fast.
Yeah. Try saying that 5 times fast now.
Yeah,
okay. This was 2 fried pork cutlets stacked on a pretzel roll. The star of the dish was their lemon mayo sauce that was served on the side. Oh, my God. That sauce was incredibly, incredibly delicious.
You know, you think...
And made the sandwich just sing.
I know. You think mayonnaise, lemon mayonnaise.
Yeah, you know. I stuck my fork in your lemon mayo, and I'm like, whoa! I like that.
It was... I eat that just like that.
I want to buy some just so that when I make my pork schnitzel... Uh-huh. That I have
good.
It on hand.
It
oh,
was
God, it's so good. Yeah. That really did it. For his side, in keeping with the German theme, he decided to have a cup of their steak fajita soup. From Mexican.
Going German that day.
This was also incredible. It was. I tasted your soup, and I'm like, oh, my God, I should have had that.
I've never had that before anywhere.
It was good.
And it was so darn good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
The soup was more like a chili. And actually, I was trying to get my spoon in it. and to steal some, and you kept yelling at me and hitting my hand away.
Nancy heard so much about their roasted chicken that she decided to give it a whirl. She chose a four-piece dinner, $15.99, and wanted white meat only for a $3 upcharge. This came with a side salad, and of course, she chose the creamy garlic dressing.
Of course!
What the waitress brought over was honey mustard. Yeah, close.
And it was good, though.
But not what you ordered.
But not what I ordered. I really wanted the creamy garlic. Yeah, well, but then after I had the honey mustard, it was lighter and not as thick, you know, like a creamy garlic. And I really liked their honey mustard.
Well, note to that waitress, the check's in the mail.
What check in the mail? What?
For not giving you garlic. So I don't have to be next to you after garlic dressing all day.
I got you.
I got you.
Oh.
Although the pieces... Oh, and you chose waffle fries.
I chose waffle fries for my side because I love waffle fries.
Although the pieces of chicken were huge, they were a little bit greasy.
Yeah.
Which is unusual for broasted chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken, I can see it, but not broasted. Broasted, I never have had any grease on it at all.
Isn't broasted where they deep fry it in a pressure cooker?
I don't know.
I think that's what it is. It's usually not greasy, but I mean, it was still good.
It was good. It was a little pricey. I can go somewhere else and get a chicken dinner and not get charged $3 upcharge for white meat and get all I want.
Yeah.
This was a little pricey.
Well, I got to stick with the that soup.
Oh. Luckily, we took home a giant, huge doggy bag since Jim is hoarding food for when I go into the hospital because those couple of days in, he doesn't want to touch the cooking. He just wants to microwave something. He's been banned from the kitchen since he burned up my microwave oven handle.
Oh, get over it.
So he can't touch the stove.
Get over it.
He is also stocking up on paper plates since he hasn't figured out how to start the dishwasher after almost 14 years in this house.
Hey, it's either that or eat over the sink. So take your pick.
Well, you could eat over the sink.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, this restaurant is handicap accessible.
In conclusion, some of the food could have used more seasoning, and the menu prices seem somewhat erratic. For example, a 1-pound chicken wing appetizer costs the same as our pretzel. That's a big difference, a pretzel to a pound of chicken wings. On the plus side, their portion sizes are huge. So rest assured, you will be bringing home a doggy bag if you go.
The price for Nancy's last meal before going under the chainsaw.
Ooh.
And getting your leg dangling.
Okay, stop.
Was $56.41. Leftovers for me, priceless.
Sounds like you were choking off the pork chicken.
No, that's actually a recording of you in the operating room.
So what's your take on this restaurant, Poopsie?
I'm glad you asked. The steak fajita soup should be an entree in itself. Really?
Yeah. That and a basket of bread.
I could make a meal out of it.
Oh, God.
Yep. What's your take, Toots?
I'm sorry that I didn't get that soup.
See?
Because I always go for salad. But the lemon mayo for Jim's schnitzel, which was to die for. I wish I had the recipe for it, since we eat pork schnitzel a lot. We're lovers of pork schnitzel.
You're spraying over the entire studio. You realize
And I'm
that.
Getting very hungry because we haven't had lunch yet, and my mouth is watering for this.
Well, give them the particulars, Poopsie.
Cafe 20, 756 East Grant Highway, Marengo, 60152. The phone number, 815-568-5653. The website, www.cafe20marengo.com. Directions, take Main Street to Hemmer, continue onto Harmony Road, turn right onto Grant Highway to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 20 minutes.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn blow chilly and cold. September, I'll remember. A loved once knew has now grown old.